Damn it. Was I just panting again? Why do I do that? All the time, panting, and for what? I'm not hot. Truth be told, it's a bit chilly. I haven't checked, but I'm probably nipping out a little right now. Thank God I'm a quadruped. I can't stand starers. I'm not thirsty. Not 3 minutes ago, I emptied my water dish, practically went fat kid on the cake batter bowl with it. And God knows I'm not tired after just walking across the lawn. And yet, here I am, open mouth panting, like some kind of inbreed, waiting in line for free corn dogs at the end of another night at the county fair. I mean, wasn't 90 minutes of Alabama enough for you people? Yet look at me. My fat tongue hanging out of my mouth like I'm Chastity Bono at the grand opening of the first ever all-you-can-eat pancake and puss bar. It's why we dogs walk with our heads hanging low all the time. We're not keeping our keen noses close to the ground. We're masking that which embarrasses us. The slumping head duck is not unlike you humans and your mustachioed hair lip. Or the way you talk out of the side of your mouth when you fear having bad breath. Or the way you people pretend to be having sex with Nicole Kidman. Yep, it's all camouflage. What's that? The comb-over? No, I'm afraid the comb-over is in a class all by itself. A dog would never attempt publicly something quite that offensive. You have my word on, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Hey, Jerry.
Damn it, Butch.
Sorry to interrupt you there, Jer.
Well, you should be, Butch. You're like the guy who needs his buddy to move his car right when the game he's been watching all afternoon is coming down to the wire. I mean, come on, man. I've been parked here all day, inner monologuing about panting, for God's sake. And just when I find something good to do, you Hey Jerry me. I mean, I'd expect it out of Master, but you, Butch, you should know better. It's like I've always said.
I'm moving, Jerry.
Well, good. And when I'm done swabbing Mr. Frisky, you can move back.
No, I mean I'm moving. For good. They gave me away, Jerry. My master gave me away.
You mean like the lead singer from Everclear?
I'm afraid so.
But why?
Something about the new baby almost dying because it's allergic to me. I don't know, some bullshit like that.
Yeah, so they get rid of the baby. What? Easy. All the damn thing does is cry and sneeze anyway.
Well, that's what I barked. But I guess the little shit made one hell of a compelling argument for itself. Heck, if I can figure it out, Jerry.
Well, it's not fair.
You hear me over there? It's just not fair. What you're doing, that is. Not fair. Not fair at all.
I just told him it wasn't fair.
Yeah, I know, Jerry. I was standing right here.
Well, you're welcome.
You haven't even heard the worst of it yet.
Bird flu made it into Canada?
No, worse.
TLC's gonna try to give it another go without Left Eye?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. Although, it's probably inevitable, Jerry. You should probably prepare yourself for it.
Way ahead of you, big guy.
Oh, so that's what all the bottled water's for. Huh.
So you were saying, worst part about your movie?
Oh, yeah. The people I'm gonna live with, they're black.
So? What's the big deal about that? I like black people. There's chasing rims, and then there's chasing black people's rims. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's like f***ing Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I like black people, too. But I don't know the first thing about how to be a black person dog.
Oh, how different can it be? You like hip-hop, right?
No, I don't. Sorry, I was raised on country, Jerry. You know, Dixie Chicks, Charlie Pride. Three doors down.
Well, you're just gonna have to fake it then. That's all there is to it.
Fake it? You can't fake it, Jerry. Apparently you've not seen Vanilla Ice Behind the Music.
Well, no, I haven't. But I did see the one on Boy George. Man, what a high-maintenance bitch that one is.
The point is, Jerry, I can't fake it.
What about Gwen Stefani? She's faking it just fine.
Yeah, I guess.
Bobby Sura?
Well, I'm starting to see your point.
Bryant Gumbel?
Well, maybe you're right.
The point is, you're going to be fine, Butch. I wouldn't worry about a thing. Your new masters will probably feed you better, pet you more, turn you on to new experience you never dreamt were possible. Probably buy you your own grill for your teeth. That'll look hot, dude. Plus, you know they'll be better athletes than the lazy white bastards you're leaving behind. Well, he'll probably get the walks of your life, man.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Jerry. I just hope they don't make fun of the way I bark, or dance for that matter.
I think you're going to love them, and I know they're going to love you.
Wow, Jerry. Thanks, man. You're the best friend a dog could have. I feel a lot better now.
Well, good. But just in case, I'd keep your wallet close. You know, just to be safe.
Yeah, no s***.
I'm gonna miss you, Butchie. Come on in for the good stuff.
Oh, I'll be around, Jerry. You can't get rid of me that easily, buddy.
You go on now. Get out of here. No reason to make this worse than it already is.
Yeah, I'll see you, Jerry.
Don't look back, Butchie. Don't you dare look back. BFFs, Butchie. You hear me? BFFs.
Jerry, cut it out.
I'm glad you're here, Master. There's something I need to get off my chest.
Jerry, what are you doing? Jerry, why are your paws up on my chest? Jerry, what the hell's gotten into... Jerry!
Don't you Jerry me, you son of a bitch. Don't you ever give me away. Don't ever do it. My heart can't take it, man. You see, Butch? He's leaving me. That's my best friend, and I never will be able to replace him. Not for as long as I...
Hey, my nuts. And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?